This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For our weekly talk radio review, some people call it the talk radio roundup, call it what you will. We're here to talk about the big stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com has this list every week. They print the stories, top 10, and the people list as well, the top 10 people, the folks that are being discussed, usually as part of what's in the story fold. So we have an esteemed, is that a good word? We have a distinguished group of talk radio personalities who are here. Jennifer Horn from the DJV show and also the Morning Answer in Los Angeles on KRLA is here. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. And John Harper is here from WMEL on the Space Coast. So everybody go around the room as we go through the list. Number 10. The World Series, number 9, Katie Hill. Number
and Halloween, why does he not mention that?
Because I think it's passé. It's just all you want to do is talk about how you got blown off of your broom by the wind. That's it.
I have another story.
Really?
Yeah.
Another story. Did you make it out of Florida? John, did you see Victoria get knocked off of her broom when she was flying over Florida?
I saw her flying over the Space Coast, absolutely.
Yeah, did they confuse her with a rocket?
That's what a lot of people thought, yeah.
I have a great Halloween related story.
All right, you're very eager to tell the story, I can tell, so please go ahead.
Well, it involves a cat, so it is Halloween-related. It's actually not. Okay, a man is facing up to 5 years in prison in Moscow for allegedly using a cat as a weapon to attack a police officer, according to Russian media. The suspect, named Gennady Sherbakov, reportedly shook and threw the feline when approached by police at an apartment block in the city. The officer was responding to noise complaints from residents, was seriously scratch in the face. The guy is facing criminal charges of violence against police. Now, apparently, this guy was sitting at the foot of a stairwell in a residential building. Now, guess this is going to be a shocker for you with the story coming from Russia. He had allegedly been drinking heavily.
No.
You think?
Shocking.
Yeah. Assault with a deadly cat.
Grabbing a nearby cat and launching it at the officer.
Mm-hmm.
The cop was cowed, and this charge will dog him forever.
The cow was catted. There's also the other side of it, please.
Well,
cow lovers. Let's see. Number 8 is Brexit, tied with the Boeing. That Boeing story, I do want to spend some time talking about that because there's some new stuff floating around. Brexit, I don't know if there's anything new. Victoria can give us an update on that. The China trade talks, number 7. Healthcare reform and immigration reform. Reforming our government, number 6. The Facebook, Twitter issue, not between each other, but what one does and the other one doesn't. The wildfires in California, that's a Jennifer specialty. The presidential race, the whole business of what's going on in the Middle East, number 2. And the impeachment is number 1. Okay, so let's go back to the wildfires, number 4. Jennifer, you're in the thick of things, literally and figuratively there. I know it's been the source of
most of the
conversation. Well, when you do the local program on KRLA, you said the last couple of days been nothing but wall-to-wall fire.
Oh, yeah, wall-to-wall fire coverage. There were 12 major fires. This doesn't count all the little spot fires and offshoots of some of these big ones or house fires. 12 major fires burning in California this week. In Southern California, the Presidential Library, Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, the nation's largest presidential library, was threatened. The flames actually came within 10 feet of the Air Force One Pavilion. That's where they house Reagan's Air Force One, many other presidents
Ronnie,
rode in there, too.
Ronnie and Nancy's feet might have been singed had he gotten any closer.
Yeah, well, part of what you may not know if you haven't visited the Reagan Library is that President Reagan picked this piece of land because it's up on a hill and because he wanted his toes to point out towards the ocean. And on a clear day, you can actually see out towards the ocean from the Reagan Library. So there was some concern.
Right,
you cannot. There was some concern about the remains and some of the artifacts that are in that museum, but thankfully firefighters were able to save it. There's another big brush fire burning in Somas near Ojai. There were two in the Inland Empire. The Getty fire also going on. And the big story that has come from all these fires, aside from just the fires themselves, number one, a big, strong wind event where they were saying extreme red flag warnings because the winds were gusting at hurricane strength, basically up to 80 miles per hour. That was spreading the fire. The other piece of this is the complete and utter failure of some of our electric companies in California. PG&E in Northern California and Southern California. Edison in Southern California will probably find themselves to blame for many of the fires that were burning in the last couple of weeks and they were doing power outages just to try to prevent them. That didn't help. People were evacuating in darkness.
How cracked the world is. John, imagine in Florida, if the power company said, we're going to shut off the power down there, or you in Delaware, Rick, if the power company said, or Victoria in Washington, I don't even begin to understand how
and
our...
And they're doing it because they don't want to get sued. That's
But they are going to get sued.
They are.
People paying... Of course they're going to get sued for all kinds of reasons, as well they should. But they're protected by the outrage of big government, big business, big government.
Yes.
It's an outrage. Go ahead, Rick.
I do have a question for Jen. So is there a debate? Do we have a figure, a number, about putting these high-powered threatening lines that are outside of neighborhoods, the ones that are out there in the woods and along the mountains, actually getting them underground or sealed in some concrete or something so that you don't have the problem with the fires?
Yeah. People with half a brain in California have been asking for this forever. And in some areas, there are power lines that are underground, but that is what a lot of people are calling for. The other thing, the difference between now and when I was a kid. When I was a kid, we had Santa Ana winds, the same kind of weather conditions, but we didn't have the severe fires that we're having. And part of it is because of the environmental rules and regulations that prevent brush clearance underneath these power lines. Ventura County Fire Department, but Doug is dealing it. Go ahead.
I have come up with, so one of the fire departments out there stole my idea, Jennifer. This is my idea.
Okay.
What needs to happen is that they need to bring goats in to these areas.
I like it.
Bring the goats, put them
That's
in the
That's what
same...
defended the Reagan Library. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I'm not being facetious. And these people are so stupid that people have no common sense anymore, and I worry about even the younger generations because there's just no common sense anyplace. The goats like chickens now on the free-range farms. They have about an acre of land today, and they just pick up the fence and they move it every day. It only takes four people. You pick up each corner and you move it. It's an electrified fence, or in this case you wouldn't want to use an electrified fence, but even though it's only 12 volts, but you take the fence, there's a woven wire plastic fence that you can pick up and move, and that's how you clean up the mess. It is so simple that it's a testament to the stupidity of these people, and how they get away with this in this era is beyond me. This is one of the things Jennifer will tell you this week that has made my blood boil. This kind of stuff, how these people, it is so obvious what's going on, and the public stands there with their finger in their ear like they don't, oh, what can we do? You elected these idiots, so unelect them. And you, everybody stop paying your power bill. Just don't pay it.
May I ask a quick question to Jen while we've got her?
Two quick questions, actually. Yes. One, how is the fighting of the fires going? And two, how are the displaced people coping, and where are they going, and how are the pets doing?
The animals are such a huge thing, Victoria. That's actually one of the things I always pay attention to, because people can get into cars. A lot of times when these fires pop up out of nowhere, we have a lot of, they happen in rural areas where there's a lot of horses, forget dogs and cats, which you can put in the car. There have been a big need for people who rally together to bring in horse trailers to get these horses out of harm's way. They have, in California, when there is a fire, there are evacuation centers that are set up. And so people will either go there, or they'll get a hotel, or they'll go stay with family. They also set up large animal evacuation points and small animal adoption or evacuation points. So you can bring your anything, basically, to these certain centers. And I will give credit, because I'm always critical of California, those things pop up very quickly. There is a plan in place when fires break out for that. As far as the firefights go, it seems that all of the major fires have been contained for the most part, except this new fire that broke out on late Thursday night, early Friday morning. That's called the Maria Fire. It's burning near Ojai, and that one is a monster. It's already consumed 4,000 acres in about a 12-hour period. It's at 0% containment, and so their firefighters who are weary, who have been on duty literally for the last 2 weeks, not really allowed to go home, are having to fight this again. I was reading a story that Idaho is actually sending resources into California just to help give our firefighters a break, because they are really spread thin.
Did you see the pictures of that horsey who was rescued?
Amazing.
And went back into the fire to
save the other horses.
The two other horses.
Yeah. The baby and the mama. Yes.
Yeah. All right.
They are smart.
Down,
Doug,
yes,
here
John.
In Florida, here in Florida for years now, Florida Power and Light has been putting power lines underground. And it's made a big difference in the hurricane as far as people being able to have power.
It just shows you, John, the power of these lobbyists and the corruption between lawmakers. There should be a federal law that requires power companies to put power lines underground everywhere in every circumstance. In the big cities, they have to.
Absolutely.
Because there's no other choice.
Yeah.
But it's time that there is a rock and revolt against these people and the mess that they create. And I understand the guys that run these companies, they're getting paid on the value of the stock. Okay, so you don't fix anything, there's no big expense, great. Now they have to pay out billions. Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine that these people that are running these companies still have a job. But the collusion between big government and big business, nowhere more evident than here. All right.
Doug, can I ask Jennifer a quick question? Jennifer, as a lifelong resident of California, do you see in the future changes taking place with these issues that have been raised, or is it going to be status quo once the fires are extinguished?
I think Jennifer has to go to her next job, and I think that I'm the part-time Californian here. Jennifer's the full-time Californian. I think the simple answer is there's no planning done. It's so devoid, John, of the common sense that is a part of what is lacking in California is mind-boggling. It really is. And the fact that people put up with it, and it just, I don't know. I mean, that may not answer your question, but it's something, it's a testimony to how far we have fallen, I think,
One more point, Doug, and then I'll let you move on here. But after Hurricane Andrew, as you are probably aware, building codes were put into effect that have really made a big difference in the protection of buildings in hurricanes, and that shows you how the government can work.
After the earthquake in 94 in California, they changed them, huge differences in building codes. And, any time there are things like this that go on, they certainly do impact if there's anybody running the show that's got any common sense. But in California, there's such a lack of any kind of powerful, instinctive thinking. It really boggles the mind, especially when you consider how big and important the state of California is. 21 After Talk Radio Review.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Moving on now, Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. John Harper from WMEL in Florida is here, along with Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. We're picking apart some of the stories that are on the list, the chart for the week of October 28th to November the 1st. And we have the impeachment. I suppose we ought to spend a little time on the impeachment because the vote's been taken. The Democrats approved the resolution. 232 to 196 was the vote. No Republicans. What a surprise. What a waste of time. This goes in league with the same, and I'm not gonna dominate the conversation, but this comes out of the same playbook as what the power companies are doing in California in terms of nonsense, how they get away with this stuff. This is a complete, maybe the better part or the more interesting part of this was the vote, the last vote taken by Katie Hill, who then took off on, and I think there's something to this. She refers to it as the misogynistic culture that we live in, the fact that she felt like she had to resign as there are naked pictures. I think we've got to get rid of it, guys, a little bit. This is, today, it's different. What's acceptable is different. And, you know, whether we think having, smoking, using a bong or whatever it was, and being naked is not the norm, with that age group, I think it is more the norm. And why does that have anything to do with what you do as your job as a congressperson? I'll throw that open. Victoria, you can take the first shot if you want.
Well, I think what's really disturbing here is a couple of angles. One is that it's clearly designed to get her out of what had been a conservative Republican seat, because it was published by Red State, and two, her abusive soon-to-be ex-husband was involved in it, and three, that it involves the illegal revenge porn. And it's a pylon, and, you know, things like, oh, she's got a Nazi tattoo. Yeah, so that's a sideshow, and is designed to further vilify her, and involves people who've obviously looked at the nude pictures. So there's no virtue there.
What's wrong with nude pictures?
Well, let's what's so sad about this is I think that she's agreed to resign. She should not.
Yeah, like Al Franken shouldn't have resigned.
Doing an Al Franken.
Yeah, right. And but to be fair, there have been Republicans who were outed for their nastiness by Democrats who were in a couple of close races in years past, where a Republican had outed had ousted a Democrat, and the Democrats were behind some of the further promotion of the scandalous activity of the Republicans in those seats. So it's been done on both sides.
There's nothing non-consensual about this, Doug, about any of these relationships.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about either side, the men who, the guys that, you know, they were always preaching about morality and values and family and all that stuff, and they are found to be having affairs with their secretary or their assistant or whatever it is, you know, that kind of stuff.
And they're out.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to ask you something, too, because I feel like I'm the only talk show host in America that's laughing at this impeachment nonsense.
Okay, I'm annoyed by it, but it's a joke. It is a joke.
Yes, you and I agree then, because, I mean, you look at these rules, it's so funny. The Republicans were whining because, oh, there's secret meetings and there's no transparency. And yet the Republicans actually created those rules back during the Benghazi hearings. Then you have Adam Schiff back during Benghazi saying, why, this is a terrible thing these Republicans are doing. There's no transparency. We can't let this happen again. So what does he do? He makes sure it happens again.
He's a phony.
And now the way they've designed these rules is that Adam Schiff has complete control over the witnesses and the subpoenas and such that the Republicans might want to bring. He can just say, no, I don't like your witnesses.
I want to get
John's take on this when we come back. It's time for us to pause. Victoria, hold your breath. Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. 1 in 3 Americans has type 2 diabetes. It could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin to help support healthy glucose levels. Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, Curalin.net, code DJV.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and direct.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Voting along party lines, the U.S. House has approved a resolution that formalizes public procedures for the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Hours after the vote on the House floor, on The Late Show with host Stephen Colbert, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said,
"It's very sad. We don't want to impeach a president. We don't want the reality that a president has done something that is in violation of the Constitution."
As for Republicans, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy called the process a sham. Minority Whip Steve Scalise calls it Soviet style. A new wildfire quickly spreading in Southern California. The Ventura County Fire Department says the Maria Fire has charred over 7,000 acres since breaking out yesterday, and about 7,500 people have been forced to evacuate. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The continuation of our conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, very specialized group of experts here. Rick Jensen from WDEL, midday host there in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company is here with us. John Harper from WMEL. I said that I'd go back to John when it came to an overview of, I guess, impeachment or wherever it is that we think our focus needs to be. I'm not sure there's anything new. One of the things... All of the starch aimed at Trump changing his legal residence to Florida from New York. People, of course, say, well, there's no taxes there. I mean, he's had the opportunity to be a Florida resident for a long time, right, John?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't quite understand why all of a sudden that came up. I don't know the ramifications of that. Maybe somebody else does, but I don't quite...
Ramifications are that it's another way to take a shot. That's all. It's just, let's take another shot. Find a way to take a shot instead of understanding what the guy's really... And I don't want to go back into my psychological examination of him. It's just that so... Once again, I wish I could point to something that I thought was good in human nature when it came to understanding what motivates a lot of people to do what they do. I guess, you know, there's
a theory.
Okay, what's your theory?
Southern District of New York.
You mean having taking a shot at him after he gets out of office?
Yeah.
Having a residence there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you, have the... Yeah. What difference does it make where he lives? They can still go after him wherever he lives.
They can, but I think that also that Florida is probably a better place for him to be.
You know? the more of the kinds of things that are being done, when I do the regular DJV program, more than any of the other programs that I do, I focus on the news media and what a bunch of wimps they've become. The fact, in a way, Victoria, you're not a wimp, but you are a part more than the rest of us of the so-called news media because of the very construct of your company and what you do, reporting on what's going on. I think that what we are seeing here is a gradual diminishment in any sort of credibility or any, I don't want to say leniency, but everything that Trump does is bad, listening to some people and watching and reading things. There's nothing good that happens. And when Obama was in, there are people who says nothing good that Obama did. And so you what you do is you end up with people like Trump or this cast of characters, laughable characters that are running for the Democratic nomination, and there's nobody any good anymore. The leadership holds, not only in our country, but around the world, because of the news media and the way, you know, you can say, well, I hope people are responsible. Bull crap.
That is absolute drivel.
Is it, really?
Yes.
Thank you for that. Drivel in what way?
Because human beings are responsible for their own decisions. First of all, there is extremely good investigative reporting going on, particularly at the local level, and there would be more of it if it wasn't for large conglomerates coming along and gobbling up local newspapers.
You wouldn't find me arguing with that at all. I wouldn't argue with that point at all. Go ahead, finish up.
Second of all, human beings are responsible for their own decisions. And if they don't have the gumption, and I'm not speaking disparagingly of any listeners because these listeners are discerning, if they don't have the gumption to go to a variety of news sources and not sit glued to one news network like they're following some cult, then that's their problem.
But to Doug's point, to Doug's point, you have Fox News, and then you got CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC. You got Jeff Zucker over there at CNN saying it's all about impeachment. That's what we have to do. If the news media, if the national political news media, let me put a finer point on it, okay? The national political news media really wanted to know what was going on, and they really care about the processes and reporting the news. Why are they not noisily requiring the hearings to be broadcast? Why are they not lobbying heavily to have their reporters in these hearings and reporting on it, as opposed to just taking whatever Adam Schiff says?
Well,
I don't think they're taking what Adam Schiff says. What they're taking is what they can get of the testimony. And by the way, when these hearings become public, which they will as of probably about the 10th or 11th of November, the testimony that has already been given becomes public. That testimony becomes public. So we'll find out what was said.
All right. The larger issue here, I got a kick out of reading something about Catherine Herridge, who's been on Fox for a number of years, going to CBS. She says it's where facts matter. Give me a break. I'd be interested to see where Shepard Smith goes, though. That will be an interesting. I mean, a lot of people don't know who Catherine Herridge is. You probably do because you probably know her, Victoria. But in terms of Shepard Smith, who probably, in my mind, had the most credibility of anybody there, and it wasn't just because he stuck up for, you know, the real news. But he kind of has there's a gritty way that he brings forth the stories, the information. Anyway, I don't want to make that an issue. What I'm saying here is, generally speaking, and John, I'd like to have you weigh in on this, the reason I want you to weigh in is because there's something about television news in Florida that's different. I don't know how to put my finger on it. Do you know what I'm saying? There's something about, especially the East Coast, the Palm Beach stations, Miami stations.
Oh, yeah.
Am I the only one who thinks that?
No, you're absolutely right, Doug. And it's amazing, going back for a moment on one of the thoughts that Victoria made and you made, it blows me away as to how people watch only Fox or only CNN or ABC or what have you. A good friend of mine who's been in the television industry for as long as you and I have been around, Doug, will only watch Fox. He makes his cats in his house watch Fox, and his his girlfriend wants the Animal Planet on, but he makes them watch Fox because they're going to be conservative cats. But it's amazing to me how people treat this like a football game.
So here's, this maybe is simplistic, but I think it really is. The source of the problem is more with younger, less educated and less articulate, not in the main, but let's face it, kids are not getting an education today the way they're not learning how to be discerning. They're not learning how to think. They're learning what to think, but not how to think. The job of teachers when we were kids, and it is the job now, it seems to me, is to teach youngsters how to study, not what to study, but how to study, and then how to think on your own. Use your brain. People are not using their brains now. They follow like lemmings. They're zombies on these damn devices, and nobody thinks. That's why these people are getting away with this stuff. Big business, big government, because nobody's watching, because they're all busy watching some other stupid thing that has nothing to do, you know, following on Twitter or Facebook, you know, what Katherine Heigl wore for Halloween.
I mean, as the only millennial here, I'll hop in and defend my generation, because none of us are the people who are in government or who are making decisions. We can vote for people, but what I'm saying is that all of those big corporations and things that are out of control, we're not the ones that are keeping them in power. Other people who are in generations older than us are the ones who put those people in power and that are keeping them there. And I don't know, for me, knowing people in my parents' generation and versus people in my own generation, we do much more research, and I find that people my age are much more informed about the actual process and find it important to go out and vote for people, whereas
you're
I find
an example. Yeah, I agree with you because
I
know you well.
I find people in their 50s and 60s and 70s are so tired of everything that they're not even tuned in. They don't care. They watch what they're comfortable with, and they stick with that instead of trying to push any boundaries. So, I mean, each generation has their own problem, but
I agree with Kara. There are people who are not like that, and those are the people I associate with, although I have a friend who's 17, I have friends who are in their early 20s, I mix and match. But I read BuzzFeed, and I read BuzzFeed News, which are two different websites. People, they've got Generation Z, they've got Millennials, they've got Generation X, and people are trying to be informed as best they can.
Do you know what the best journalism was on television this week?
Tell them.
What?
The Ghost Hunters.
Blah.
All right. Let's pause for a moment here. By the way, I'm not being facetious. Here's something that will help all of you who are trying to get healthy as you go into the holiday season. Now that Halloween, Thanksgiving is coming up, all the Christmas parties, Christmas itself, New Year's, 4th of July, and you name it, Valentine's Day. We need to be the best defense is good offense. So get started now on the program. It will keep your weight where it is now. That is, considering the fact that you are where you want to be. You want to stay there? Then go to calotrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, calotrin.com, and sign up for their special all-natural, drug-free, stimulant-free program. Calotrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which is something that 30% of our body is made up from. And for whatever the reason, We stop making it when we're in our 20s. So this jump starts it. You get on the program, stay on it for 4, 5, 6 months, and you'll see the weight melt away. A little exercise every day is good for you. Pushing the fat out, which is what the collagen does. The protein pushes the fat out, gets you more muscular, pushes away the weight. The success stories are myriad. There's a legion of success stories. You go to calitrin.com, look at what people have done and what they have to say, then get on the program and enjoy your holiday season without worrying about your weight. Keep the weight where it is, and if you're on a program trying to get it off and keep it off, this is the way to do it, the all-natural way, Calitrin. You go to Calitrin.com. Right now you can get the Halloween special, 3 bottles at the regular price, 3 bottles without paying for them, so you have a 6-month supply. Give yourself a good chance to shed those pounds with Calitrin. Use the DJV code. Check the box for DJV at Calitrin.com.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
Hi, John Harper from WMEL, Rick Jensen from WDEL, closely associated, and Victoria from the DC Radio Company. The Brexit vote, and does anybody understand what in the name of heavens is going on here, Victoria?
Hell no.
That's what I thought. Maybe that's the story.
Including the voters.
Yeah. No, they don't know.
No. And that, of course, is what Boris Johnson and his evil advisor, Dominic Cummings, are counting on, and that's why he could win the December the 12th election, which has got MPs campaigning, because they actually do go door to door in the rain and in the dark. That's how they campaign in Britain's very short elections to get votes. And Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, is very unpopular, but you never know, because it's very confusing and nobody likes anybody.
No, that is it. And it is confusing. It's back to what we were talking about here, no real leadership. I don't know what's in it, though, for Boris. We only got about 15 seconds. What's in it, though, to destroy Brexit? What, does he have a job after he's prime minister of some company that benefits from this mess?
Power. Well, yeah, well, he's got his buddy.
My buddy? Who's? Huh? Oh, nah, that's not gonna, what is that going to do for him? And they're all the kindred spirits, maybe. They're going to help him in his future. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you, lady and gentlemen.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a
product, we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I love this. Moving and grooving. How can you sit still? You can stand still. Look at this. Bee Gees! From the Robert Stigwood Organization produced the movie. This song's called Staying Alive. The Bee Gees really did a number on us, and it was a good number in the era of Bee Gees and this kind of music, dance music. So, Chucker, why are we playing movie music from that movie?
Because Paramount Pictures has greenlit a biopic based on the life of the Bee Gees, mostly known for producing one of the greatest and most popular soundtrack albums of all time, Saturday Night Fever, back in 1977.
Yep.
Very successful.
Yep. They built a whole career on that, and their sound on that as well. I wonder which came first, the sound or putting together this thing which created the sound. Did they have the sound, or did they have to create it to fit into the groove that was being set for, you know, this movie is very, very specific about kind of music, the stories that go with it, that sort of thing. I just wonder which came first, the chicken or the egg.
It's a good question, but I would believe they created the music for the actual movie. A lot of times they get the seized footage and then get an idea what the feel of the film is. But not all. It's not always done that way. There are some artists that can compose music before seeing the film, just having an outline of what the film is about. It's a very interesting art indeed. Yeah. But this follows the trend, Doug, of these very successful biopics, first starting with Bohemian Rhapsody about Freddie Mercury, which is a huge success. Rocket Man did well also, not as well as Bohemian Rhapsody, but both of those films I thought were really, really entertaining, and the quality films. I think the Bee Gees could be an interesting biopic also.
Yeah, I do too. You're right about that. So this week, having been Halloween, I saw a treatise about how people with anxiety find it comforting to watch scary movies. And then I started thinking about you because I know that you love scary movies. And is it? Do you think that the that this complements your anxiety?
You're accusing me of having anxiety?
No, I'm not accusing you of anything. I wonder if in fact these two go together, as is suggested. Do people who are a little on edge, I don't know, I would think this would make you more on edge. It sure as heck, anytime I get scared, I'm on edge.
I think the people who like horror films obviously like the feel of tension build up when they're watching. But I have to say that's on a case-by-case basis. Well, I'll give you an example. Yesterday for Halloween, I dressed up as a Joker, right? So I put Joker makeup on. Yeah, I did, for fun.
Did you work in the store with that?
I did. I was hanging out in the store walking down the block in East Strasbourg. But I got to tell you, there was some people that actually, primarily a few women, were scared. They said they don't like clowns. Clowns spook them. So,
clowns have been given a bad name by some of these movies. And you got those two stores that are on the same block. I would think you walk back and forth between.
I did. And it's always interesting when you're wearing a costume or makeup, and even though it's Halloween, because 85% of people are not. So the way you're perceived is very interesting indeed.
All right, what do we have this weekend that's coming out that you think will be good? It'll have good results at the box office.
It looks like Terminator Dark Fate will be the number one film at the box office, opening to around 70% positive reviews on RottenTomatoes.com, which is a good number. It's tracking around a $40-45 million opening weekend. Linda Hamilton, Arnold Schwarzenegger back to the Terminator franchise. A lot of the reviews say it's the best one since the second one. I'm going to go see it this weekend, let you know what I think about it on Monday. Also opening is a movie called Harriet, about abolitionist Harriet Tubman. That's tracking around a $8 to $10 million opening weekend, which is a solid number for a adult-oriented drama. Next,
you would consider this to be an art house movie. You would say this was...
It is. It's playing in multiplexes also, but primarily that would go gear into that art house mentality. To my surprise, the Shining sequel, Doctor Sleep, which opens next weekend, getting really good advanced reviews. That's good news for that genre. I didn't expect that, but that's good.
Chuck Curry on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.